Where's your baby? Where's my baby? Do I have a baby here? Let's see, Rich isn't around handy by yet. Where's Jennifer? Her being, I guess, it's just me against the world. Michael, what's going on? We have no connection with the realities of the world. She's here. She's not saying anything.
I am saying something. Did you not hear me?
I didn't hear a word. It's that crack.
Really?
That's that. It's the. And you know what it
staff,
is? It's NBC, and the same mentality, leaving Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, it's the same as leaving you out of the beginning of the program.
I know. I even gave you a You Are Not the Father from Maury Povich.
Really?
When you said, baby.
Baby. All right, so it's 8 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. McFadden will be around sooner or later. Meanwhile, we have the services of Michael. I'm the happiest guy in the world, Fortier. And he's taking your calls
me.
At 800-510-8255. So over the weekend, during the U.S. Open, the Pledge of Allegiance, the beginning of the U.S. Open, group of school children. I'm not even sure. Do we know? Does anybody know what school? I'm sure it was acknowledged someplace. What school these children are from. Mm-hmm. The Pledge of Allegiance was edited so that the words under God did not appear on the program. And as it's like, it's kind of like handicapping a race or predicting. The response is so predictable. It's so easy. And it almost makes, it's kind of amusing to a point, and that's the point. What point is there here? 800-510-8255. Many of you have heard the story. Most of you, I'm guessing, if you've spent any time listening to any of the conversation, the chat shows, or rather, not much on television. And actually, I went through all of the news sources that I normally use to just kind of peruse what's going on, Jennifer. And there wasn't a word anyplace.
Really?
Not a
word. Did
your
friends talk about it? Because that sounds like a View topic.
I didn't see anything on The View yesterday. Let's see what was discussed on The View. They talked about the U.S. Open Golf, the winner, Rory McIlroy, but there wasn't anything in there that I could see. All right, Michael, let's listen to that and see if they discuss it, because that's where all of this started. The U.S. Open broadcast on NBC, The View is an ABC product. Here are the ladies discussing the person who won. Let's see if they get into the under God thing.
Now, congratulations to Rory McIlroy, who won golf's U.S. Open yesterday. He's 22 years old. Now, Tiger Woods did not play yesterday because of a leg injury. But do you realize that people are saying Rory's in and Tiger's out, like everything else in this pop culture? Does that mean that the next big thing is what we're looking at?
You know, I haven't been interested in golf since Tiger stopped stripping all those cocktail waitresses. But I have to say that I was interested in this story because this kid is phenomenal. And it is the next Tiger Woods. And if I recall, Tiger
won one game.
But Tiger lost his mojo after that last.
One game.
And here's what we love. We love, as people who love sports, okay, and you love the potential in someone. And when you see someone this young with this much talent, I mean, we saw it in your husband. Mm-hmm. Like, there is potential there about to be unleashed beyond. And that, to me, is so exciting.
But is that a reason to say down? Which, I mean, aren't people saying, I mean, it seems kind of crazy that when you have what truly has been up until this second the greatest golfer in history, it'd be like saying, oh, yeah, Babe Ruth, you don't hit a couple of balls. No.
Babe Ruth
was a brilliant baseball player.
Corby, isn't it similar to the fact that they're talking already about getting Obama out of office? The guy's been there for 3 years now, right?
You were talking about getting Bush out of office from day one. I mean, what are you talking about here?
That's different. That's different. And was I wrong about that? No.
Check.
As is like Obama. They're already talking. Oh, he's a one-term president. Give him a chance to do his job. Give Tiger some more time. I would go along with that.
Wait.
But that's how we live. It's a Kleenex society.
But let's look at the fact that Tiger Woods, nobody wanted to play him. Mm-hmm. That's how good he was. Yeah. Because he, you know, he lost his mojo. Everybody was like, oh, thank God we could play again.
Right. But, Whoopi, I think it is natural for people to get excited for the next big thing. But here's a fact. The fact is, Tiger won 24 tournaments before 25. Rory has won 3 at the age of 22. Let's give credit where credit is due. Sure. Tiger Woods is the best golfer.
Yeah. Do you remember that video of him? Popping the ball right off his club.
Yeah,
just time and time again. Do you know how many young kids out there were trying to do that?
That's right.
All week long.
And Rory, honey, when you can pop that ball off your tongue, we'll be watching you.
All right, so there was nothing there. The reason I played that, Jennifer, is because I wanted to see if there was any discussion. So why do you suppose on The View there was
they wouldn't
nothing
talk about it.
About
and
that.
Are they carried by NBC stations?
Yeah, here and there.
Or is it a strictly ABC? I think
No, but most
ABC
of the ABC
show
affiliates, ABC it's not strictly, but it's mostly carried by the by ABC affiliates.
Yeah.
Sure, a few NBC.
You know, NBC, 3 hours. This has been all over the TV news. A place where I go to get our TV report stuff has been all over the story. And
really?
NBC issued an apology, I guess, 3 hours after.
Nah, it was not really an apology. It was a, we're sorry if it offended anybody, but nobody said why. And hasn't I've seen anything that suggests why they did it. It's, people have said, oh, the guy should be fired who was responsible for this. I think it goes deeper than that. You could be superficial about this sort of thing and say, that's terrible. All our boys are fighting in uniform for this kind of stuff. That becomes nonsensical.
But they took out Indivisible and One Nation, you know.
Yeah.
Not just under God.
So maybe it was just an edit for time purposes. Maybe.
But why would they take out Indivisible, One Nation, and Under God? Those are kind of powerful parts of...
Because
pledge,
whoever made the decision is stupid. That's really it. I mean, why would you do this and create a hubbub? And it's negative. Okay, the old guy who says, it doesn't make any difference what publicity there is as long as you spell my name right, I don't care what you say. In this circumstance, I don't see how this does him any good with the main bulk of the audience. Putting aside the fact that Under God was inserted in the pledge back in 1954, wasn't there before, some because of whatever the reason, I don't even know it. I guess I do if I go back and dig around. It was during the Eisenhower administration. It was during a time when Korea had a lot of people upset. We became a little bit more right of center nation, I think, about that time. A little more. I don't know if I don't like to use the term conservative because it's misappropriated. It's misused. It really isn't understood. But at any rate. And that's when it started. So why wasn't it in the pledge before that? If anybody knows, you're welcome to share it. 800-510-8255. Gail, down in the Keys in Florida, calling good day. Hi, Gail. Welcome.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
Well, how about you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I was just calling to say, and I already heard you say that it wasn't in the original version. That's all I was going to say. I remember going to school, and we said the Pledge of Allegiance absolutely every day.
Yep.
You had to hold your hand over your heart, and when you sang the Star-Spangled Banner, you had to have both hands down by your sides. It was just drilled into your head, and I really, when they changed it, it actually upset me when it was changed, even though it was there were good words under God, but they changed something that had been so indoctrinated into you as a very important and precise that it's always bothered me that it was there, although it's not a bad thing. Go figure.
So why do you think there's so much hoopla over this today, this omitting the words under God and the other words Jennifer just suggested from this pledge at the opening of the U.S. Open?
I don't know why it would be. I think a lot of people don't know that it wasn't originally in there.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a difference.
I think you're right.
What about
that?
One Nation and Indivisible? Was that was part of the original?
That was that One Nation Indivisible was exactly what we said. We didn't say One Nation Under God Indivisible.
Hmm.
So to me, they changed the original.
Right.
So it's not a big deal as far as you're concerned.
No.
They took out Indivisible and One Nation as well as Under God in this NBC.
Well, they edited it out for whatever the reason
it
was.
The whole part. Well, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's just interesting to see what sort of a rhubarb has been created by this. Gail, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. So, yeah, they have an apology, and it goes off. So why? Why would they do it?
Why would they edit the guys in the bad jackets? Why edit the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, because somebody doesn't get it.
I guess so.
Or somebody's not watching. However, since Comcast bought NBC Universal from General Electric, there is a different way of dealing with stuff. So people say, well, they're right of center because they got rid of Keith Olbermann. Well, Keith Olbermann was left of center, so the two things don't stack up, if that's in fact the reality, if that really is what they're thinking. And there, by the way, are too many companies that are run that way these days. Not that if you own a radio station or a television station and it's yours, you ought not to be able to program it the way you want to, because you should. If it works well and you make money, fine. If it doesn't because people don't like your editorial policies, then you suffer, you know, whatever the fate is of people who make decisions not based on sound business principles, but on whatever your heart tells you or your stomach or whatever it is that you use. I know a lot of people run radio stations that put on it exactly what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The audience likes it, swell. The audience doesn't like it, meh, it's my station.
At least they have something to listen to in their car and office, right?
Yeah, exactly. So at any rate, is this much ado about nothing? Is it something that we need to spend some time on? 800-510-8255. My choice is to move on and talk about other things that may be more powerful, more important. But, you know, we don't spend time here just on things because they're important. As you well know, we waste a lot of time talking about things that don't make any difference at all. So which would you prefer? 800-510-8255. For example, the Arizona Sheriff's Office under fire because they got rid of Deputy Raul Alvarado for torturing a frog by tasering it.
Why would they taser a frog?
I don't know. I think we ought to
taser
talk about that.
Taser somebody in your prison.
What's more important? It's 19 after on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There was an interesting study released today which said that people who live here in the state of California, Californians as we're called, are less convinced that there is a God than the people of any other state in the country. On an unrelated note, more than 800 wildfires here in California are currently burning out of control thanks to a series of lightning strikes that have been hitting the state. So there you go. God is real, he's mad, and he's trying to kill us.
Are you buying all of this hoopla about the leaving out of under God and the Pledge of Allegiance from the Open of the U.S. Open? NBC carried that broadcast over the weekend. One of the guys on the air issued an apology. 800-510-8255. Is this much ado about nothing? Is it important? It is an individual thing. It may be important to you, because you may have donned the uniform of the United States and you think you fought for this. I don't necessarily understand that, but that's okay. If that's what you feel, that's what's important. So we'll listen to Bill for a minute and see what he feels and thinks is important with regard to this discussion. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning to you.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, Jennifer.
You
know, I'm going to say, you know, Doug, this whole thing comes down to just the fact that, you know, it says God right on the money. But here's what happened to common sense with all these things.
I don't know.
You confuse these children. As a mentor myself, and you asked the question earlier to who we would have for a president. Somebody with common sense. You can teach everything but that.
I think there's something to be said for that. You can't teach common sense.
You cannot.
It's an experience thing. Yeah, I agree with you. 800-510-8255. So is the common sense approach to this to forget about it? To just, okay,
please. I mean, what can you do about it? You can't change the past.
Nothing. You know what?
Talking about it is a good thing.
Yeah, okay. But I think we've talked enough about it. Haven't we talked enough about it?
I sent you the audio if you want to hear the edits.
Well, we had the audio earlier. Mm-hmm. I asked Michael to play it. Richie, the audio is right there. You want to play the beginning, the U.S. Open, I think it's the first cut. It's cut into 192. You can listen to that. Okay.
So they took out the indivisible and the under God.
Yeah. For, was it time constraints? If you, but again, back
well,
to the common
like
sense.
Were,
why would you bother?
Cool.
No.
That's what it sounded like to me, that they were trying to interrupt these certain things with little ooh, ooh, ooh noises.
Yeah. Well, those are soldiers, I believe.
Oh, they were? The Pirates? Yeah. I thought it was like a tennis player. I guess you have to see it. But
so in essence, sort of playing to patriotism in a false, phony, contrived way. That's really what it's about. There's nothing about either you feel it or you don't feel it. It seems to me. Does anybody really get offended?
Excuse me. We don't have time for God Bless America or for the national anthem, so we're going to have to edit those down to about, let's say, get half of it and see if you can
maybe
get
half. Maybe we should blame Twitter. Is this a Twitter
edit.
Thing?
Yeah. It's the edit.
Where we have to make everything short?
It's the edit. But common sense would prevail there, it would seem to me. Anybody who had any common sense wouldn't take under God out. You take out something else. But you wouldn't take that out unless you wanted to specifically call attention to the fact that you've done it. If you don't, I mean, and there's no other explanation that makes any sense.
I wonder if this just happened in the edit suite and didn't even editorially.
I think that really is probably what happened, Richard, give him the benefit of the doubt. But again, back to common sense, why would you, if you got to take out 4 seconds, why would you take out those 4 seconds?
Because you're some geek in the edit suite who doesn't realize what you're about to do to your network.
Sort of boils it down to who's really running the ship. This is important stuff, and the important people aren't making these decisions. 28 past the hour.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi. 33.
Hi.
Hi. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So what's going on with you today? How are you working your way through Tuesday, the 21st of June, the beginning of summer this afternoon, somewhere between 3 and 4 o'clock Eastern time. So today and tomorrow we ought to celebrate
longest day of the year today?
Summertime. Today is the longest day of the year as far as sunlight.
Feels like it already, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Just wait.
But there's more good news, as if that weren't enough good news. Big airfare sale. Southwest has combined with Debbie the Cupcake Person.
Debbie the Cupcake Person.
Actually, they've done it on their own, but then there is an additional coupon to get cheap airfare.
I would like, Rich, who would we go to get information on this? Is there some source? Is there a single source that we could go to that would probably
what's that little known guy's name?
No,
you know what? We should probably go to Tommy.
Tommy Swami?
Is it Swami Tommy?
Hey, but, Doug, we need to toot our horns, okay? Because last week we told your listeners, look for this, you know?
Hey!
Didn't we?
Don't toot this horn.
Yeah.
I'm going to toot you, Jennifer.
We said last Friday that if they listened to our show on Fridays, that we'd try to find the best deals, and the speculation was that I expected to see Southwest come up with $40 airfares, for their 40th birthday.
You're a genius!
But here's the thing. They exceeded my expectations because remember they just acquired AirTran.
Right.
Okay, and they're doing it too, and we're seeing cities like Boston to Baltimore, $40 one way, Atlanta to and even Dallas Fort Worth to New Orleans, $40 one way, and the whole West Coast from San Diego up to Sacramento, $40 one way, and these are probably, and then if you go up to 1,250 miles from your airport as the bird flies, it's $80, and then coast to coast, which is something you do a lot, 120 each way or $240 to cities like Boston, New York, or Washington, D.C., to San Francisco, San Diego, L.A., Seattle, $120 each way. This is also probably the first time, because Southwest serves about 70 U.S. cities, AirTrans serves about another 30 cities that Southwest does not go to right now. It's probably the first time that we've had 100 U.S. cities in America that can fly for as little as $40 one way.
Tom Parsons is the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, nation's leading source for information about what's going on in travel, whether it be in the air, cruises, packages that get put together. So he did suggest, as he was just saying last Friday, when he's here, he usually visits with us on Friday, that there was going to be a big deal because Southwest's just celebrating its 40th anniversary. Interesting that also this week, it's the 40th anniversary of the first email having been sent. I don't know how those two go together, but it is, they're both, what is it, a symbol of American freedom.
That's true. Now, look, you know, we were talking about Little Debbie. Can I explain that to you?
Yeah, I did mention there's a Debbie Cupcake company.
Well, we don't
company.
Have any Debbie Cupcakes. This is, we did, now, if you go to Doug Steffen's page, and I'm not sure, you still have my picture.
Picture, Tom somewhere. Parsons' picture is in the contributors box. Click on that, and you get the daily specials, the Doug Steffen special deals, travel deals from bestfares.com.
And I'll tell you how to take, remember those $30 Baltimore to New York City?
Yes.
Atlanta to Orlando, $40. If you go there, you can sign up for this little link on AirTran, which is participating in this airfare sale, and you get an additional $10 off each way. If you have two emails, you can actually fly a round trip from Baltimore to New York or Baltimore to
$10.
Boston for $30 round trip.
For $10 off of the $40.
Yeah.
So it's $30.
$30.
Yeah.
And
I think the bigger story here, Tom, is that Doug doesn't know what Little Debbie's Cupcakes are.
I know. We need to.
I'm shocked.
Never heard of Debbie the Little Debbie.
Everybody knows what to give Doug for his birthday, for Christmas.
Yeah.
A Little Debbie cake.
They're like a snack cake.
I figured you'd be. Yeah. I mean, you've heard of Entenmann's, right?
Yeah, yeah. Entenmann's big.
It's been around longer than Entenmann's.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the same quality as Entenmann's.
I think.
Now that I've given everybody good news, let me give you some really bad news. Not bad news. There's an airline out there I just hate to talk about. It's called Spirit Airlines. They're the one.
Because it's the airline. Remember, I said, whenever we talk about it, they're an airline that has no reason for being. There's no practical reason this airline should exist. It is a
Isn't
piece of garbage.
Isn't this the one that's flying for like $10 though? It's
but yeah,
$10. But
yeah, but then they're the champion of fees. They charge. They're the only airline in America that currently charges you to carry your luggage on up to $45.
Yeah.
Today they came out with a new one. It says if you want a boarding pass to get on the airplane, you're going to have to pay $5.
Yeah. $5 for boarding.
Give me a break.
Of manure airline has no reason for being. It is garbage.
If their airfares are like nothing, but then they just fee you to death, where do you end up in the end?
Same place as you would if you flew on United.
You end up paying more.
I
did a thing with when they started flying Dallas to Fort Lauderdale, competing with American. There's a seat assignment fee up to $20 to get a seat assignment.
Wow.
There's a baggage fee.
Why would you waste your time? I mean, that's what I look at. Why would you waste your time?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work to me.
And now $5 to just get on the plane.
All right, so here's the question. Back to Southwest and AirTran, which really is a story.
Yep.
They compete probably more with American than any other airline. How does American deal with these $40 fares?
I think this morning about 10 a.m., maybe 11 a.m. Eastern, we will see American matching. But the big thing, remember, Atlanta is where AirTran's based.
Right, so Delta.
And their Delta's in trouble, too.
Yeah, yeah.
United is...
So does this start an airfare war that lasts, Tommy, or is this a short-term thing?
It's only a three-day sale. It's a party, and the candles go out at midnight Thursday.
Yeah.
And But this is one, I really believe that the airfares we're seeing today, once this sale is over on Thursday night, and again, it's August 23rd to November 16th, and you can't fly on Fridays or Sundays to get these cheap airfares, and you might still want to wait till 11 o'clock this morning and let all the competitions, like playing Texas Hold'em, you're waiting for the river card, folks, and when that river card comes down and everybody else shows their hands, then you'll be able to get the best of the best.
Look at Maverick here.
Okay, I'm from Texas. Okay, yeah. That's how we call it.
Knows when to hold them and knows when to fold them.
Yeah, but the beauty of it all is I think 70, maybe 80% of these airfares you will not see again for this travel period.
Tommy, how long are these fares good for? Can I book through September?
August 23rd through November 16th. There's like four blackout days. There's three around Labor Day, and then one for, I think it's Columbus Day weekend.
Oh, Dudley, you know where I'm going, don't you?
Yep.
Barrett Jackson in Vegas, baby.
But we have a Vegas package today for September. Out of Washington, D.C., for September, midweek, the weekends aren't that much higher, but we're seeing like $300 and some. You can stay at we've got the Caesars, Flamingo, Planet Hollywood, Paris, Rio Suites. The Rio Suites coming in like $300, $330 out of Washington, D.C., midweek, for three nights, airfare, all taxes, and, of course, Doug, they have to go to your page. Because yes. To get that, we have a $75 discount promotion code. And then we're saving your listeners some money.
I need Vegas on September 22nd, Tommy. I'm hooked up.
If you go on weekends now, try to avoid Friday nights. I'm telling you, don't get a Friday-Saturday included because it really bumps it up. If you go on
that's
Saturday,
the trouble.
Go on a Saturday, come back on a Tuesday, you'll find these airfares only like $15,
$20.
Nah, I'd
be going Thursday to Sunday.
I know. Sunday's a bad day.
Sunday's not a good
home,
day.
You know, so you probably pay more. That's all I can say. You got
but sometimes you have to, and that's what you do. You have to. I'm finding myself going back and forth to Seattle more often, and you said $120, but the problem is the time is of the essence. So if you have a four-leg, if you go on Southwest, it'll take you all day.
I'm saying wait. What did I say earlier? Wait till 11 a.m., and then all those other guys you like to fly should be matching it.
Right. There you go.
Right.
But remember, it's August 23rd. Doug's going to say, but how come I can't get this for July 25th? Because I didn't say July 25th. I said August 23rd, right?
Yeah. Right. So, but it's for people who are thinking ahead. First day of summer, we're thinking about fall travel. Nice job, Tom.
Well, actually, fall is September 21st.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm...
When
kids go back to school at the end of August, first of September, that's when people start thinking.
The Disney cruise is out of Mexico right now, out of Los Angeles. And they're only going to Puerto Vallarta and Los Cabos. Those are probably two safe destinations in Mexico. But guess what? It's starting August. I think it's the end of August. No, it's in October. I'm sorry, October. Kids... cruise free. And I said, that's just in time for the kids.
You can really get ahead with those rates.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the kids are all sitting in school and they're giving you kids cruise free. So, still, if you got young kids, Disney puts on a nice little show. And, you spend 2 days in Los Cabos too, which is kind of nice. So.
Yeah. All right. You're going to help me promote the Doug Steffen cruise in February.
It's fine.
Yeah. We'll see how that works.
Where are you going?
You know, I'm not sure. I've forgotten where they're sending me, but what we're going to do is combine it with a lot of different things. We're going to have different folks helping people do different things on this cruise. First time anybody has done something where they put together a whole bunch of interesting areas. Like we'll try to bring Andrea Metcalf, who's the fitness person, and I can't bring you because you're going to want to push some other deal, but I'm going to try to bring Warren Eckstein and maybe Phil Lembert, all the people that are part of our help routine here on the Good Day program, come along for the ride. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can handle 7 days with you. That's the problem.
You know what? Likewise. All right, there it is, story.
Doug's actually a nice guy, folks. Yeah. he just sounds bad, that's all.
Yeah, thank you. All right. That's a good way to get invited back again.
We will send you some Debbie cupcakes. Okay?
All right, good. That's all it. Right. Debbie cupcakes. Tom Parsons, editor, publisher of Best Fares, with the story on all of the sales. He is a trip. So here's the story. The U.S. Postal Service says it is not accepting any mail to Canada. You may or may not know.
We've declared war, war against Canada.
They have big labor problems at the Canada Post. So they have shut down. I was talking to a friend that I have in British Columbia, and the mail has stopped. No delivery of anything. So anybody who sent a check, let's say, or you have expectation of getting something through the mail, you can't get anything. The only thing that if you send what amounts to up there, the Federal Express, they call it Global Express, guaranteed delivery, it's the Canadian version of Federal Express, that stuff gets delivered. But other than that, no mail being anywhere.
Wow.
And this is up in Canada, the same as here. Another good example of why there ought not to be unions in any government circumstance. The Canadian Post is not like our postal service in that it's a sort of quasi-private thing, but we all know that you and I, $4 billion last year we had to kick
right.
in,
yeah.
keep the postal service. It's the same thing up there, but they don't try to hide it or mask it. There's no federal, there's no private thing. It's just, okay, here's the mail. But it really is interesting if you're, we have more in common and share more things with our Canadian neighbors. It really is like they were a part of us and we were a part of them. And so this is a dramatic example of how unions put the kibosh to important services without it being necessary. It's the way I read it anyway. 14 before the hour, Ken Kronos, our medical expert, up next on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
12 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken here with this study on food allergies in a minute. Also at DougSteffens.com, information on the amount of soda children are drinking every day. And maybe there's a good side to this because it seems to be going down. First, though, let's talk for a moment about how your stomach feels as you wake up this morning. Are you using a lot of over-the-counter stomach aids and acids? And there's nothing really that's relieved your pain, your irritation, the gas, constipation. Dr. Ken sees a lot of people who are suffering from these symptoms, and he's now started to recommend Natron's Healthy Trinity. Right, Ken?
Yes, it's a brilliant probiotic, Doug. Again, if you suffer from occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us show you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
All right. Check it out at 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-962-8736. Or look them up on the web at natron.com. So the food allergies and how many they affect. One wonders about this study as we try to scare more people. Allergies. I mean, what do we have going on?
Well, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics, a very credible medical journal, Doug, this morning. 1 in 12 kids in America may have a food allergy. More than one-third of those kids had severe allergies.
Well,
The allergies were more common in minority kids. They were most commonly allergic to peanuts, milk, and shellfish. The reason why are not answered in this study. This was a thorough survey. It had not yet been
done. I want
to
know why. The survey has no value unless you know why. Doesn't help you at all. It just tells you, okay, there's a lot of allergies, so what? What is the, we're trying to scare the hell out of everybody here with
it's
more
just
stuff.
The facts.
I don't know, so are the facts, where is the, why?
They haven't done that study yet. They're working on
it. I didn't, it's not an attack on you.
No, I know, but that's not answered by this report.
So the report's useless. I saw that it was first of all I was going to talk about it on the air, and I knew you'd talk about it, but I thought, you know what? Well, so what? If we have allergies. So does that mean your life is going to come to an end quicker? What does it mean?
No, it just means we need a greater recognition and awareness of it because we thought it was a lot less than that.
All right. 51 after the hour.
Technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
It is now 51 past the hour. Time for you to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Paws. Pain-free patch recommended by doctors everywhere. And if you have pain here, there, or everywhere, now's the time to get the free, pain-free way to resolve the problem. DrKenShow.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have time for technology. Actually, I'm going to let you in on a new website that I have found, votocracy.com.
Is that like the movie Eraser?
The movie
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yeah,
and the Vanessa movie. Williams?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about now.
I know.
You're becoming as bad at Tourette's syndrome as everybody else. It just whatever comes into your mind, you just blur it out.
Spit it out.
You've been around me too long.
Brain
so
woman.
Maybe you ought to stick
okay,
a
let's start over again. Ready? And scene.
All right. The data that's here, we're going to talk about technology, Jennifer. And we have some data that's being used this year. This year's data is different than last year's data when it comes to smartphone usage. So I think what we ought to do is ask Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, these numbers about who's using it this year versus last year's smartphones.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
If you don't believe that mobile devices are replacing computers as our primary technology, listen to these numbers. CNET reports on a Nielsen study that finds that the average smartphone owner is using 89% more data per month than a year ago. On average, smartphone users use up 435 megabytes per month on their smartphones in the first quarter of this year. That's compared to 230 megabytes last year. And if you think those numbers are high, Wi-Fi, the top 1% of smartphone data users use up 4.6 gigabytes of data per month. That's up from 1.8 gigabytes a year ago. Android users actually go through more data than iPhone users, averaging 582 megabytes to 492 megabytes for iPhones. Regardless, between email, web browsing, book reading, music listening, and movie and TV watching, our smartphone data usage will only continue to skyrocket. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
All right, so here's my remedy for our presidential election process.
Uh-oh.
You all ready?
I guess so.
This is legitimate.
Votocracy.com.
Okay.
Go there. This is a combination social media, I guess combination reality show. This means of identifying people who could be good presidential candidates, I think, is fascinating. So if you... This is an app that is being used now, encouraging those of us who are voters to get off of the sidelines and get into this. What I want to see is the elimination of the parties. Not going to happen
voices,
easily.
More choices.
Yep.
Is their slogan.
Yep. Eventually, this could be a reality show, so they think. But I find this to be kind of practical, understanding where the social media is today. I mentioned a few minutes ago that the email is 40 years old this week. It seems like it's been around longer than that for some reason. I don't know why, but I think I've been using it, what, about 20 years? Probably?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a step and a platform that really could affect who the next president is. And I find this, if it doesn't do it this time, if these guys keep it going, I see... this as a very strong way for those of us who are completely upset by the system as it is to make some noise.
Finalists to compete on national TV. That's right. With Votocracy, anyone with the passion to run for president, including you, can get involved, get heard, and attract his supporters from all across the country without political experience or big financial backers.
That's, you know, pretty genius.
The most effective campaigners will appear on a national TV broadcast in which America will name Votocracy's presidential candidate.
Yep. I think this is great stuff.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Very good stuff. And you know what?
Neat.
It speaks to all of the money and the corruption that's going on in the process. And this is why so many people who talk about the social media, which started with email. I mean, really, you get down to brass tacks. This revolution that we're in right now started with the advent of email.
Started with a telephone.
Well, but yeah, but didn't have the telephone. Doesn't make it as instantaneous as all of this stuff. This kind of communication.
Sure.
Look at me embracing the new world order. 59 past the hour on Good Day.